way to the book of 2 Peter and chapter 1. The last few weeks that I've shared, I've been talking about the exceeding great and precious promises of God. And I hope you're not tired about hearing this, because I have another one or two or three that I really want to bring out. And today is not an exception. But here in 2 Peter 1 and beginning in verse 4, the Bible tells us whereby or by which are given unto us, to the church, exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption, the decay, the rot that is in this world through its lust. I've been focusing on these promises, and they're not just great promises, but exceeding great, which means far beyond great, far beyond, just extraordinary promises, incredible promises that anybody in their right mind would read and just, it would boggle the mind. Promises so great, so extensive, so many promises. Not just the promise of salvation, which of course is the greatest of all, that the Lord would forgive us our many trespasses, that God Almighty, most holy God, so holy that he humbles himself to look upon the earth or even the angels. It's an incomprehensible holiness, and yet he allows you and I into his presence. He allows you and I to make our petitions known directly to him. You don't have to go through an intermediary as though you were not good enough to approach God. You don't have to go to a priest and confess your sins. You don't have to go to any human being to confess your sins, because the Lord Jesus, who is our one and only mediator, but the one and only between God and man, he tells us that we have boldness, freedom, free access to come before the very throne of God in heaven.